Eita eita hola, ndeyipiko hama zangu, ngiyanamukela nonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 munechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, lilami, ndini wenyu, Mike Hove, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that is targeted towards tackling anything and everything youth, Zimbabwe omuhle. Today is the 19th of February, 2019, the Tuesday, Musuwe Chipiri, Olwe Sivili, Ika Malambi, Zitarangu, Jiniwenyu, Mike Hove. Alright, Zimbabwe omuhle. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Muineni igama lami ngu Mike Hove. Today on our program, we give focus to the youth of Zimbabwe that live emaphandleni kumaruo in the rural areas. The population of Zimbabwe is at over 16.5 million. And according to Index Mundi, which is an outlet that focuses on broadcasting and tackling anything that is related to populations in Zimbabwe, not just in Zimbabwe, but worldwide, 33% of Zimbabweans live in urban areas, which automatically means, lababa shaimets, you understand, which is 67% of the country automatically lives emaphandleni kumaruwa. This means that at least 11 million people, Zimbabwe omuhle, 11 million people live emaphandleni. But let's break it down a little further. Of that 16.5 million, at least 62%, nabantu abasakhulayo, these are the youth, vanwechidiki ku Zimbabwe. So 62% of 16.5 vanwechidiki ku Zimbabwe. Now we all, like I just said earlier on, 67%. Of that 16.5, vanhu gara kumaruwa. So mathematically, once again, that means vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vanhu gara kumaruwa. Unfortunately, both reports conducted by both Imandi and UNDF, which is the United Nations Development Fund, they don't specify how many youths live emaphandleni and how many youths live in the rural area, I mean, in the urban areas. However, like I said to you, mathematically, this just means ukuthi abantu abaningi vanhu vakawanda vano vechidiki vano gara kumamisha, seeing as though a vast majority of the country live emaphandleni. Now, according to reports and research papers that have been conducted by experts, some of which, of course, belong to local universities such as the University of Midlands, in Zimbabwe, emaphandleni, a lot of people have difficulties accessing zvakafanana healthcare facilities, zvakafanana mari yekutanga business, good quality education, and more. Not to forget the important thing that seems to be growing within today's economies, ICT, information communication technologies. With all that in mind, I must say to you all, billionaire and business mogul Ustrive Masiwa recently announced ukuthi yena, the Masiwas are looking to set aside $100 million fund, which is targeted towards ama entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. Abasebenza vanoshanda kumaruwa. But let me just read it for you guys, seeing as though some of you might not believe ukuthi what did it say. Now, the announcement said, and I quote, "My wife and I have decided to set up a special fund of $100 million over 5 years for reimagined rural in Zimbabwe. We have also challenged our friends in the philanthropy community to join us to expand it across Africa." So this fund, of course, is mainly focused towards Zimbabwe, but we are kutaza abangani bakhe. He's saying, aiwa, hama zangu, shamwari zangu, isusu anana suma bizimusu, we are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's start the same thing across Africa. Now let me continue. Uthi the fund which is coming from our personal money, imali yakhe yakashanira iye, will be dispersed as loans through Steward Bank, a member of the Econet Group. The money will be support projects from rural entrepreneurs and of course entrepreneurs who are willing to focus on rural areas. Then, of course, now for the conditions. Some people might not know. I'm sure some of you are wondering, my conditions, what do I need to do for me to have access to it? 25% must be set aside for an area in Zimbabwe called Matabele Land. Women must get minimum of 50% of that money. So over 5 years, $100 million, 50% must go to abantu besifazane. Young people must be the focus. Abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki, hanzi ndimi focus yacho. Traditional businesses like stores, grinding mills will be excluded. We want to see a new generation of businesses to fulfill my dream of hashtag reimagine rural. Now, point number five, he says, a minimum that will be given to umuntu will be $1,000 and a maximum will be $10,000. Uthi, no collateral is needed. So, eneng, isikhathi esineng, abantu abaningi, they don't understand uthi, nxa usithatha ama business loans, a lot of the time, ibank lizakubuza uthi, kanti, what exactly do you own? What do you say, masiwa uyasho uthi, of this $100 million that will be set apart for 5 years, no collateral is needed. Uyasho uthi, maximum interest of 5% will be, that will, of course, accumulated over the years as you pay it back. Repayments will go into revolving fund. Revolving. The one that you're paying back will go back in paratin, you know, to get a community. All entrepreneurs must undergo training before loans. So you start by training and then uzatholi imali. No political lobbying for support. Dololo politics. Akayifuni politics. Uthi imali le ngeyabantu abasakhulayo 50% vanhu vechikadzi. Uyasho strive masiwa. Uthi a special team will be set up to ensure uthi uhlelo lolu goes through. Isikhwama lesi is conducted accordingly. I want to use this initiative to challenge global donors to support mass entrepreneurship in Africa by putting my own money into what I believe. My wife is currently on a major drive to get this concept adopted by other philanthropists so we can push into other African countries. So, Jandali Shiyatu Tanangura Pahamadzam Dino Uti, Stres Masiwa, Anyatuot Aiwa, Vakuru, Zimbabwe, Ina Angu Pachesangu, Mariangu, and Ruku Visamu, Homwe Mango, $100 million. Dagatari Sirok Mari, Icha Shanda Kumaru, Goku Zimbabwe, and $100 million, Icha dispersed for over 5 years. Kuti ayo anana business even avanita juma business kumushok and ndiyo mari ichange ichikubatsira ina chandura kunzwa kubva kwa muri Zimbabwe ndoda kunzwa kwa muri hama dzangu kuti nemaondere nyu mari I yakanangana nokubatsira vanhu vechidiki here manzwa va masiwa mu statement yavo vanyatsotaura hanzi aiwa vanhu vechidiki must be the focus asi nemaondere nyu ndiyo zvichaitika here. Asigati endremberi ndanyatsokutsanongurai mutsvakazi womuhle ngichasisile ukuthi hayi umnumzana uStrive Masiwa is putting aside $100 million ukuthi hayi abantu abaphile abasebenza emaphandleni bathola ithuba lokuzithuthukisa. Uphinde washo wathi i 50% ye $100 million leyo ezabe ikhishwa over 5 years. Uthi 50% mayihambe iyothuthukisa abantu abesifazane. Uphinde wathi abantu abasakhulayo should be the focus. Uphinde wathi the minimum ezatholwa ngumuntu is going to be $1,000. Kodwa maximum izabe $10,000. Hayi amabond mthwakazi omuhle. Hayi amabond i-US dollar. Ama-Benjamins. So, genani kuhlelo Zimbabwe phinda imtshiro wangwa. Tell me, what does this mean? Does this mean ukuthi there is hope for the rural youth in Zimbabwe? Tell me what you think. +12024650318. Ndiyo number yoku tufonera kana mshina uti bata pa WhatsApp. Nga alifunu ngena kuhlelo. Liakona njalo uusi tinte tingweni. +12024650465619207. You can call me in the studio. Asimsa kangano hama zanguli nga koshu njalo uti triku tefse nyura pa masai sai anoti 909 media mwe frequency sikona njalo go 4930 pa 6065 uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz gu radio. Abafisu kubugela gu internet sikona gu www.voazimbabwe.com www.voashona.com triku tefse nyura zakari pa www.voandemele.com. For our Facebook Fatlantics, linga koshu njalo uti sikona siasagaza. We are broadcasting on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7's Konanjalo, VOA Ndebele. So feel free to write on my comments. I'm going to be reading them. Feel free abafisa ukungena uhlelo to write your numbers. We're going to be calling you. Njalo sitsheleni umbono wenu mayelana ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje. Kodwa ningakhohli, Zimbabwe omuhle, don't forget to share the program. Kuitwa kuthiwone takawanda ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu so that we watch the program. In our message, Zimbabwe omuhle, pindai mshirongwa, join our program.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. I work, boy, I'm man. Danki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. As Kotleni Zulagandaba, Pinanchurongwa, Vandautaura, Nindiripupa, Twitter, Nepa Instagram at Big Mike 3. Munukwansa on the Twitter, Papoto, Kurukura Tese. What was Konanjalo? Twitter, you're up on my Facebook page, Edumata 2, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uyezepa, VOA Studio 7. Koto zilipapwe mwushe ni kasusile na botana ngura utinasi ndeipi nyaya chukubata mchurongwa. To help me, joining me on our program to help me kutinya to zenya iripo. Ndi Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda is an expert in youth development. Osebenza ngale eZimbabwe. He's worked alongside several different youths. Aba sebenza emapandleni. Aba kangiluzi tutugisa. Baba Sibanda, siya wamge la kushelo la basakulayo unjanba.
Ngiyaphila kunjani manje?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Thank you so much ngokwena kuhlelo baba.
Thank you.
So baba ngizaqala lokubuza. The first question to you I guess in tonight's program is what exactly is the biggest challenge that abantu abasakhulayo are facing abaphila emaphandleni are facing eZimbabwe?
Yes, I think it's a common challenge which is almost known by almost all of us. The employment opportunities available for youth are very limited nowadays. Even if they finish college, very few of them are actually absorbed in the employment sector.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them end up like having to be home, whether they are graduates,
mm-hmm.
Whether they've completed school, or they've not even completed school. So you have a situation where the person is completed, they have not completed, they are graduate,
mm-hmm.
they are not graduate, but at the end of it all, they are just the same,
mm-hmm.
because the opportunities are just not there.
Now, earlier on,
I think that's the main,
Like you said, that's the main. Before we get to, because we're still going to get to the employment part, because the employment issue, it's something that's just a youth issue across board, be it rural or urban. But of course, we're going to get to that. You touched on education sector. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, and I'm sure it's an issue Africa-wide. But however, I was reading an article that was done by the Herald in 2017, where they were talking about abantu abasakhulayo who have been turned away at school due to poverty, due to inability to pay school fees. So the article itself was saying nationally at least 62% of the children have experienced being turned away from school for non-payment of school fees. Upinde wathi wachasisa ukuthi a big portion, of course, they broke it down into different portions within Zimbabwe, saying eManikeland is this many, eMatabeleland is this many, eMashingo is this many. However, they explained ukuthi in the southern parts, it seems as though that's arguably where one of the highest percentage is, 64%. Is there a specific reason why this big issue is so dominant eMatabeleland?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, the situation in eMatabeleland, in fact, I'm very happy with the local Zanywa Babu Masiwa. Maybe it's going to help,
mm-hmm.
Especially when he's dedicating a certain percentage of the fund, Yogu Parami Sabantavaj, in that region, eMatabeleland.
Mm-hmm.
But ama issues in eMatabeleland, I have a man name. One of them really is that. Ama schools or nangokwawo, we have not got to a situation where all our schools are fully equipped to the extent that abantu abatsha can actually get out and compete effectively with their counterparts in other parts of the country. Like in area ya ma sciences, ungezwa obaba bethu abakhangileyo ama politicians bahlezi bekhala.
Mm.
So that area really is not really like attended to. completely. So those opportunities are actually lessened by the very idea yokuthi abantu abasha might get out and maybe 90-80% of them bengama arts designed people. That alone reduces the possibility of them ukuthi ba lokhu ze babe sesikolo kuhle. Nokunye kwakhona khonoko. Okwesibili, i-agriculture sector yethu eMatabeleland ayidevelopi as what is happening throughout the country. As I speak right now, khathesi ngise Harare, I've been marveling as I was driving up coming to Harare from Matabeleland on Sunday. I-cropping situation ngapha is much, much, much better than what is happening. Ngale there is just drought okokuthi vele kwenza ukuthi abazali bangabi le mali eneleyo ukuthi labo bathengise i-agricultural produce and send abantwana to school ngokunye kwakhona khonoko.
So manje baba uke wayithinta le ndaba I guess we'll just cover it under ICTs, information technologies, communication technologies. How important is it ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni understand ukuthi ICTs asebenza njani? Njalo, to what extent or how practical is it to implement policies that are lenient towards ICTs in rural areas of Zimbabwe?
Right. Kumele siqale si-address ama-challenges which we are facing kuma-rural areas amaningi. For instance, i-sector ye-energy is still underdeveloped kuma-rural areas. Because i-ICT will have to move with i-energy as
well. Of course. Okay, so uyafunakala.
Isikhathi amagetsi ungananzelela indawo eziningi emakhaya kuba lama-problems amaningi esihlangana lawo eMatabeleland. Indawo eziningi zingabe sekufikile amagetsi. But the generation capacity I want is lacking to the extent yokuthi half the time they might not be having power. And as long as the power in echo, it means people can move an inch and go back 2 inches. Mbonangani, this is one of the key problems that we need to be trying to address. And I was even thinking, ukuthi part of is mali ezingatholwa ngabantu abasha in that region. They can even be generated mainly towards solar technology.
Yes.
In order to improve its generational capacity for e-power, so that the EICT can work effectively. And at the same time, again, Avantava can actually be gainfully employed running with the solar technology. For instance, there is so much of capacity to electrify even our households, something that can be done by abantu abasha, abantu bele mali to pay for those services. Kungancedisa lakho ukuthi khona babe le income through that. So it's not just solar technology in terms of generating capacity for e-power, but it could be solar energy also in terms of abantu abasha besiba lama livelihoods, getting that out of doing those things.
Now, let's go back to Ngane. And I'm glad Uthi is the one who brought it up. Early on, I had mentioned, you know, is Kwame Siga Babu Strike Masiwa, the $100 million fund that he's looking to set aside for the next 5 years. And one of the places that he's looking to target is Matabeleland. That is obviously one of the big places that a lot of, especially abantu abasakhulayo, are crying. Just the way things are going on are not favorable towards abantu abasakhulayo. My first question to you is, how positive are you ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are going to have access to these funds?
I mean, I'm very, very positive. Maybe it's my nature to be an optimist rather than a pessimist. Whatever program comes in, I believe what it requires is just support. Okuswelakalayo lapha, to be honest with you, Obe, ukuthi thina njengabazali babantu abasha, we are the first people to make them see ukuthi whatever is coming should be tried out. It might work. Because abantu abasha bona bodwa izikhathi eziningi they quickly create attitude yokuthi these things have been there before but asibonanga kusebenza. Because the issue of loan day is not new. There was a time when the Minister of Youth had his paper, amaloni amaningi ebantwini abasha. But abaningi bangkhona babesehluleka ukubhadala for various reasons. But mina ngokubona kwami really, this is something which will definitely work. But this is how it should start. You don't start by giving umuntu a loan without telling them how they should use the loan.
Of course.
Ngoba kunye okwenzakalayo abantu bayakwanisa phela ukuthatha imali wobe. Maybe this is where we would have had problems before. Bayathatha imali abantu bengela idea yezinto abafuna ukuzenza. And as a result imali liyana ibisicina ingasasebenzanga. Uma sokumele bayibisele bangasenelisi. So probably what we really need to do mina ngokunanzelela kwami asiqale nini nge skills training for abantu abasha for those areas abale interest kiyo so that when they get these loans are most likely going to be put to good use. One interest yokuthi ayenze I electrical engineering focusing on solar energy asimfundise nini kuqala. Ofuna ukwenza i-building asimfundise nini. Ofuna ukwenza kumbe ama-livestock project asibafundise nini. Market gardening asibafundise nini. Through i-vocational skills first. But uma siqeda lapho, let us tool them. You cannot just maybe say umuntu omutsha has gone to a college to do i-solar, maybe i-electrical engineering. And then you don't give him a screwdriver, nothing. This person might have a loan. This loan is all going to be used in buying AMA inputs in order for them to produce. Tantike, they should be using this loan. Ukuthi bathini, baqalise ukuthi umuntu angamlanda athi zwana wena mfana kumbe zwana wena ntombazana. Akubuye ungifakele i-solar engine yami. Abe sesithi zwana, mina ngizafuna ukuthi ungibhadale inkomo. Ngizabuya lento yonke efunakalayo. From battery to panel to wiring to everything. Until akubona ukuthi uyabe seqalise ngcono that way.
Ngempela.
Ngoba usengathengisa that inkomo and then ibe yimali aqalise ukubisela iloan meanwhile siyaphambili.
And then umbuzo wami,
that's how I see it really.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa baba Sibanda. Umbuzo wami ugcina, and then I might have to let you go ngenxa yokuthi kulabanye ama guests that are waiting in line.
Okay.
You know, another problem that abantu abasakhulayo, not just abantu abasakhulayo, but abantu abaphila emaphandleni eZimbabwe face is access to healthcare, access to quality healthcare.
Yes.
Is that not something that benefits abantu wonke umuntu? Is that not something that's necessary? And of course, is this fund or funds such as Ngababu Masiwa, is that something that could potentially in turn uplift their standard of living to a point whereby they'll have access to quality healthcare?
And this is very, very, very important. Healthcare services is a lesson that is especially in the abantu abamnyama ngaphakithi. Ayiphathwa njengangapho lapho elikhona lina wose. Ngoba lina liqonda ukuba le health insurance thina kasikwazi lokuthi kuyini khonoko. Thina sikwaziyo i-medical aid futhi oza kuthi siyabhadala kudokotela kuthi ule short form. Kanti-ke, this is an area ngoba akula sizwe esingadevelopha singaphilanga. So ke this is an area enye adingancedisa ukuthi khona maybe nxa kungatholakala izimali zithuthukisa ama-health centers that we have kuma-communities. Because ama-health centers amaningi they lack ama-basics civili because akula mali to effectively run them. And there are so problem esingathi thina kumbe engxenye ngekabani. I-situation esikiyo njengelizwe ukuthi vele imali kayikho kuma-sectors amaningi. And as a result, abantu baba lama-shortcuts amaningi basebenzise le zinto okungamelanga bezisebenzise, which are not even scientifically proven, bezama ukuthi baphile. that if that area could be improved, it would be nice, especially emalini yona le.
Hayi siyakuzwa kahle baba Sibanda. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. I really really appreciate your input lamhla.
Yeah, I siyabonga that.
Have a good night. So Zimbabwe muhle manzwa mavakunzwa kuna ba Junior Sibanda. He is an expert on ngiyadzevechidiki. He works with several different youths uko kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe. Tambo wabvunzawo nezvemari iri kuda kuiswa na vamasiwa hanzi aiwa vamasiwa vati vada kuisa $100 million over 5 years kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe. Hanzi one of the areas that it has to be used on kumateveland. Hanzi 100 million ii yakanangana nokubatsira vanhu vechidiki. Hanzi 50 million of that 100 million over 5 years. Hanzi vanhu vechikadzi should have access to it. Manzwao, saka tawabvunza wasibanda kuti aiwa nemaonero enyu, do you think kuti vanhu vechidiki will have access to mari? But aiwa hongu, he really really believes kuti mari ichabatsira vanhu kumaruwa, especially vanhu vechidiki nevanhukadzi. Asi ndirikunzwa kuti tine mutereri parunare. We have a caller ecingweni. Caller mlaleli, hello hello and welcome kuhlelo lwetu labasakhulayo muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Hello, mkoma Mike, makasimba here.
Ah, mushe mushe mkoma Donald, zviri kufamba.
Aiwa, zvino zviri kufara.
Manje tasangana kamugango mapinda muchirongwa ndudze ukamaonda wenyu.
Ah, ndinoti ega ndinoda kutenda hangu program yatangwa na Masiwa iyi. Inga vachakanaka chinhu chakanaka chaizvo. Asi dambudziko randinoona muZimbabwe tine nhoroondo yekumisiza mari. Izvo iro tozikamwa izvo zvitori hazvifanira kungazviramba izvo. Nemari zhinji dzimwe dzinodziswa nekuchiko zvomisiuzwa zvoshandiwa mabasa angasiriwo. Saka ndo zvandofungira kuti kana zvinhu izvi zvikangonzi vamasiwa vakada kungotanga program vanozoshandisika vachiona mari yavo ichishandiswa mabasa asiriwo.
Saka mune maonero enyu muri kuti huori corruption ndiyo ichanetsa.
Corruption ndiyo ichanetsa plus mari iyo ichasvika mumaoko evamwe vanhu vasiri vanhu vechidiki.
Asi manzwawo
vanhu vakuru mapoliticians ndo vanenge vakuhaijeka mari yavo kana kupuka makambeni avo zvavo zvine chekuita nenyu. Nangwa chemari chechavabva charasiwa pasaidi.
Asi
vakuita zvavo ivo.
Vamambo mandiudzeiwo ka manzwa mustatement yandaverenga vamasiwa vachiti aiwo. One thing is hapana zvepolitics mumari iyi. Havasi kuda zvepolitics, hakuna bato. Hanzi mari iyi ngaibatsire vanhu zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe. Munhu wese, whether you support MDC, ZANU-PF, NPF, hazvina basa. Hanzi mari iyi haina divi rayakarerekera. One. And then secondly, vati haiwa, hanzi pane board inenge iripo, inenge ichitarisa kuti mari iyi iri kushandiswa sei. Do you not believe kuti board ichaita basa rayo zvakanaka?
Regai ndikupei mufananidzo mukoma vaii. Tine maorganization managarizenda organization vakaita sana Care, Oxfam, World Vision. Vanhu vavo vachipinda muvanhu vanenge vachiita sekuti vanongoshanda vakazvimirira, but tinoitika pagiraundi ka hapana NGO kana kuti program ingapindwa ichinzi yabva kune umwe munhu individual ichizouya chii. Inenge yatoi haijekwa kare nevamwe vanhu makandela kana maMP kana kuti maGA zvezvavana vanhu vakawanda vaivo vanhu vakawanda ndo vanenge vava kunominata. Saka mbiyana tinomination process yevana vachasarudza vavauka vanenge vava kusarudza on party line. Ndizvo zvandoreva. Vamasiwa havagoni kuzotevererera kuenda kwamupini wasotoka kuti vati mari iyo yapuwa Mike here kana kuti Max kana kuti Donald kana kuti zvimwe. Vamasiwa chavo vanogona kungoisa mari, but zvefollow up nenge zvepaground zvachabva zvanachavachasheza zvavanoona zvee zvavakuitwa nevanhu vane mukana wazvo munzwe zvandoreva. Saka zvandinzwe kuti mari iyo ino haijekwa dei vamasiwa programu yavo vanga vaita nenzvimbo zhinji dzingatobatikana network muZimbabwe. Deva vatowedzera havo kuti mainformation sendai vana vachinokwanisa kuti vanenge vapedza sikuro vaivai vachinotsvaka ruzivo kana kuti online vachiona kuti makariya avangatora ndeapi like internet cafe mapublic internet cafe anenge ari kumaruwawo ndo zvandotoona zvekuti izvemari izvi ndiri kuna mari ichi haijekwa ichishandiswa basa risiri iro. Vamasiwa muchazovaona vachakakamara munhu nekuti tinoziva history munyika medu ine nhoroondo yekuti tisabvisa mari dzii zvezvakutogwa nemapoliticians because vamasiwa vasi vachanominata mabeneficiaries achanominatwa nemakanzela kana yangosvika kuvanhu inenge yava under makanzela under maMP nevamwe vanhu vakuru musangano yakasiyana siyana. Saka ndikona sekuti program yavo ka yakanaka chaizvo asi paino zvogumira handizvo zvavanenge vakataita
ayo
only thing ndavangoita chite ICT ruzivo guva tekeshere kumaruva kusingabati network kusina ini hatigoni kushandisa makombiyuta vana vekumusha ndozvavangadai vatofokasana chizvo zvosungira vana vekumusha panyaya yeICT izve mari plus panda ruzivo kuti mari yacho ikandishandiswe chii ero vakaisa mari nyika yemunhu hama kudai mari iyo inoshandiswa pakutenga chikafu program chacha mari iyo haisi yandichazoona chatevedee zoona sekuti dei vamasiyo waka vanyatsokutsvakava mari aizi anonyatsokuvapa mazaro panyaya iyo nokuti handioni nekuti mari ika
ndokuti patori nemuteereri pafacebook ari kutobvumirana nemi hanzi true caller zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi
ya mari ino haijekwa ndozvandoziva mapolitisiani ndovezano vakatomirira mari inoyo
aiwa vamambobhanda kuzwa zvakanaka mukoma
mari iyo haina kwaive kudini iri kutokaikuta mamwedzi avanhu vagara vatingotora mari
aiwa
vamambobhatingotambura plus maprojekti anenge achinzitai ekupuwa huku kana kutamba kutengerwa bhora izvo ndo vatajaira zvokunzikana pakanzi nipi empowerment vanotengwa bhora konzi kana kuti masidzi konzi itai zvegardening handizvo zvinoda mayuti toda ICT ruzivo
muda ruzivo
muchabati vana vazhinji vanogona kuenda kuinvesti nekuti haazivi kuti kariya apedza fom 6 basi haatombozi kuti engineering kana kuti haatombo anenge asina kana chanoziva fanika mwana akakurira kuruzevha anaka seniwo handina tani ichingoziva kuti ticha ndomukariya yandonochuza kuinvesti kwacho ndeipi ndozvinza vangada vachifokasana zvava masiyiwa zvo izvi mari zvokuti nopa vayuti mari ka umwe munhu haana kana ruzivo kuoshanda mari seni
asi vataura vanhu vakati vachakutirei nayi kuti mari iyi inofanira kushandiswa sei
vanhu vanenge vachitraina ava mayuti officers nokunzwisa mukoma maiko ndopanotanga kukaijepa program vanhu vanotraina ndevanani mayuti officers atagara tinawo acho agara achitoshandira kana vamwe mapato misangano yenyu saka ipapo mari iyi inenge yato haijepa haitombosviki sezvavanofungidzira vamasiwa believe me
aiwa vamambomba tagarwa bhamba patori nevamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
thank you mukoma
hai zuri randapa liyamuzwa umnumzana udonald mambomo akathembi kuthi hayi le mali ekamasiwa kuthiwa it's going to be used towards kuthiwa i-corruption is what's going to kill imali lena kuthiwa ngeke isetshenziswe ngendlela eqondileyo the way that it's supposed to be used hayi lina lithini ngalokhu whatsapp emakhasini yethu kukhasi lethu le-v o a ndebele ngibona ngani we're only streaming on 2 pages lamhla but I'm sure we'll try fix it udino ncube uthi I'm watching you ngisebotswana gabodon tubelang Pratino, umsunduzo uthi I'm watching you from OR Tambo yanga umsunduzo ekhasini lethu ele VOA Studio 7 kulabantu abaningi ababhalayo ama comments abo ngibona uCourtney uthi watching you from Cape Town kunjani eKapa bra Courtney zvakamira sei nasi musoro wenyaya I'm sure maakuziya nokuti mabva maisa imwe comment muchine humbava uri muZimbabwe hapana chinobuda apa it looks like Courtney agrees with what Donald is saying uzethi Dube uthi iConnect is dumping bond notes to the people at 5% interest rates awaiting the new currency kodwa uhlelwa isikhwama lesi asikaqali umnumzana so how is that possible kodwa uMacha uthi I have also seen that the issue of marketing strategies is a great challenge which greatly affects even successful youth projects. I have seen that if a marketing information management systems is introduced, it will not only give opportunity as a project, but it will rather expand market niches. Uzethi uphinde wathi, and the involvement of Econet in the abuse and killing during the shutdown, Econet hitting two birds with one stone. Bona ngana akamthembi. Hai, kodwa wathi sathi umlaleli ndirikunzwa kuti noma umthereri and then we have our second guest so sathatha umlaleli and then we move over to our second guest umlaleli mkola kola mthereri you are welcome welcome muchirongwa chedu uhlelo The Connection. Hey, mthereri hello kola kola hello hai ngibona ngani akabamba ucingo so let's move over to our second guest and then if we can get our caller back we will get our caller back ecingweni pachirongwa tabata pindo vakupinda muchirongwa ndivavumani ndlovu uvumani is part of the rural communities empowerment trust is another youth who works with abantu abasakhulayo emaphandleni vumani ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhutoma
yeah bonga baba
so welcome muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki vumani welcome to our youth program Lamhla kuhlelo, I'm sure you've been paying attention. We're focusing over abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni. Earlier on, I've touched on several different facets. One of the facets that I mentioned is Isikhwama lesi sikababa Strive Masiwa, the founder of Econet, who is saying he's looking to set aside $100 million over 5 years to not just uplift abantu abasakhulayo, but uplift abosomabhizimusi who are looking to invest in rural areas in Zimbabwe. My first question to you, Vumani, seeing as though you're a young person who works with these young people, who what challenges are young people facing abaphila ngale emaphandleni?
Okay, I think from the onset, let me stress out that the rural youth suffer from crushing poverty and unemployment,
mm-hmm.
Considering the harsh economic environment, the fact that the country is going through a rough patch in terms of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, abantu bemakhaya, sikhangele situation efana la amayouth emakhaya, yiwo athwele nzima kakhulu. One, kukhulunywa lapha nge ukwenelisa ku-access ama-loan. We know that the rural youth, especially where we work in Matabele, we have no access to those loans. Due to the fact that our loans now are not administered at the local level, where the youth can simply get in and submit their proposals to easily access those loans. So we discover that the centralization of these loans contribute to the great challenges that the rural youth face, especially those that are far from the center. So the center where the funds are administered. So that's one challenge that the rural youth face. We can have several youth empowerment innovative ideas, but as long as those youth that are supposed to be empowered have no access to those facilities, then it becomes a nullity. You will also note that ama youth emakhaya, in terms of skills, awala ma skills, job skills that can make them to really compete favorably, for example, with their Asian counterparts. So there is need for skills development. One of your guests also highlighted that skills development is quite imperative, especially for the rural youth. So we discovered that ama skills ayaleka kakhulu kubontana emakhaya. One, you can give them ama loans and give them ama projects, fund them for ama projects, but as long as they have ama skills to market ama products, to market ama projects abawenzayo, ngabe futhi inkukhu, but who will they sell inkukhu zona lezo? So you need to impart ama skills emarketing to them, impart ama skills emsebenzi kibo, in order ukuthi labo benelise to compete namanye ama youth akwezinye indawo. So these are some of the challenges, but the greatest challenge ukuthi kabala access to ama facilities angabenza beqalise ama projects in their different rural communities. And okunye kumele kwenziwe yiku-decentralize ama youth funds wona lawa. Ubaba uStrive Masiwa might have come up with a very innovative idea enenjongo yoku-empower the rural youth, but it discover ukuthi imali yona leyo izabe administwa eHarare. Uma kuthiwa i-decentralize iyabe administwa koBulawayo, then how do you expect a youth from Tsholotsho to have the access to imali ekoBulawayo beHarare? How do you expect a youth from deep in the rural Lupane ukuthi abe le access koBulawayo? Edinga khona ngale bazaba le access njani koBulawayo? So if uStrive enika i-100 million, sipha i-100 million for the empowerment of ama rural youth, ayikhangise divide ngama province then from the province at the provincial level it is divided ngama district by district enye yikho okungenza ukuthi even those marginalized youth they are able to have access to those loans. But it will also not make much sense to simply give our youth money to start our project without first developing their skills. Ngoba uzathi kafika inkukhu engela idea yokuthi inkukhu ifuywa njani. Ithi kaqalise i-pig project engela idea yokuthi ingulube ifuywa njani. Aqalise i-horticulture kakwazi kazi lutho ngakho khona lokho. So there is need for skills development. We discover ukuthi ama-youth emakhaya kawala access to ama-vocational training centers engxenye lapho kufundwa khona i-welding, okufundwa khona i-carpentry, okufundwa khona izinto ze-agriculture. So ukwenzela ukuthi ngazi banike ama-funds wona la benelise ukuthi bawasebenzise productively. I emphasize on skills development.
Wathi sihambe kukhasi lethu evumani ngicela wathi ngicela ubambe kancane icingweni sihambe kukhasi lethu ngibona kulama comments amaningi angenayo. Thank you so much abantu abaparticipateayo. Please continue participating. Faka nama likes, faka nama hearts. Tell us what you think. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Studio 7 uFaith Cutler uthi bamboma you may be right. She went back to lokho okushiwo nguDonald about the corruption. UP Chims Ziva uphinde wathi mari irikunzindeyokushandei vadziva ndambotsana ngura ndikati mari yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vanoshanda kumaruwa vanana businessmen varikuda kuvhura mabhizinesi avo vamasiyo vari kuti vari kuisa $100 million per side fund ichatanga ichange ichishanda over the next 5 years yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vechidiki uyezve vanhukadzi vanoshanda uko kumaruwa. Uzethi Dube uphinde wathi they have started with Ugiza project a solo financing. Ngiyezwa ubona ngani uzethi has some inside information. Uphinde wathi watching from Bay Bridge uRobert Murima uthi watching from Mpumalanga ngibona ngani labo abantu abakhona kuhlelo tinotenda zvikuru nekuti tsigira kodwa angazi vele ukuthi silomunye umlaleli thine mtheri. Do we have another call ecingweni? Ayi cha. All right. Wathi siqhubekele phambili sikhuluma lo guest wethu mnumzana uNdlovu. Ndlovini usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona ba.
Right, so one of the issues that a lot of people were talking about is they're skeptical ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani this money is going to be, I guess, defeated by one of our biggest issues that we have in Zimbabwe, e-corruption. Are you, as someone who works in these programs, as khangelela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo who work in rural areas, confident ukuthi imali lena will actually go to its intended use?
Njengoba ngithile ekuqaleni ukuthi i-corruption ngeke sayibalekela ikhona, especially nxa i-disbursement of ama-funds lawa centralized, kuza kuthi kusiyafika phansi, iyabe lokhu ihambe iziwa, ithi siyafika to the intended beneficiaries ingasekho. So kuqakathekile ukuthi kube lama mechanisms that are put in place to cap i-corruption ekumali yona leyo. Yikho ngi-emphasize ekuthini nxa kungadecentralizwa, for example, kube clear ukuthi out of 300 million how much has been allocated, for example, for Imatabeleland North? How much has been allocated for Manicaland? How much has been allocated for Mikiel? That kulula ukumonitha ukusebenza kwemali at local level. What ma i-allocate for Imatabeleland? He was ukuthi i-administra at a certain office eseMatabeleland North. It's easier for me to demand accountability ebantwini bona laba. It's easier for our communities and the intended beneficiaries and our youth ukuthi nxa imali, for example, isisuke from i-province ya ku-district bekambe at district level bebuze ukuthi we have been allocated i-2 million. How has that money been dispersed? Isebenze njani leyo mali? Ngoba ngaka ama-youth abhenefithileyo from Lupane. But nxa imali yona leyo i-administratwa eHarare, uyakwazi njani ukuthi ubumbano kumele umlande kusiya demanda iaccountability, uyakwazi njani ukuthi ubumbano kumele umlande usiyabuza ukuthi how many youth have benefited. Uzakhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi I can't remember umnyaka mbe kwakungabo 2010 lapho uhulumende khona afaka i-10 million for empowerment yama youth through youth fund or to a youth fund. Uzafumana ukuthi logically ku 10 million yangkhona naleyo we expected ukuthi each province be allocated something like a million. But I will speak for Matabeleland North. Emathebeleland North i-research esayenzayo showed ukuthi akula ama-youth abenefithayo from that $1 million. So we begin then to ask ourselves ukuthi yaya ngaphi leyo million. Nxa abantu abakumele bebenefithe bengabenefithanga, that is corruption, kukhona umuntu wayidlayo and yi-corruption esikhuluma ngayo naleyo. Kwathi-ke sokuba ngumsindo sokubuza ukuthi emamiliyoni analaa ngaphi, kwaphuma labantu ababengela ama-address, ama-address abo angenaverifayo ukuthi ngwangaphi lowo muntu, kwathiwa nguye obhenefithileyo. You remember ukuthi kwaphuma labanye abantu abadala abangangaphi example, I can't mention the name, but kwaphuma laba abantu abadala abasephalamende Obakhosini Shongwane ababenefita from the youth fund when he was well above
youthful
age. So these are some of the challenges that we face. Ekuthini, if the funds are centralized, there is no way we can run away from effect yokuthi corruption will take place. So let them decentralize. We have five Mashiwa asokahulumende. So we can advise him ukuthi afake ama mechanisms at the community level to make sure ukuthi imali leyo ayitshontshwa. The communities must be educated to demand accountability ukuthi imali yona le isetshenzwe njani, they demand the transparency. Those that are given the mandate to administer imali leyo must also be responsible enough to account to the communities, to account to the intended beneficiaries. And okunye futhi okumele sikubalekele yi-narrative yokuthi imali zama-youth kumele zilokhuze zi-administratwe ngabantu abangelama interest kakhulu kuma-youth issues. Mina kani ukuthi mina the-youth organizations ezirepresenta ama-youth must be roped in eku-administrateni imali yona leto, because they know better izinto that as a super ama youth, they are conversant with ama issues that affect the youth. So there is a dire need for them to be included in the administration of those funds. And secondly, there is also an emphasis should be made to the fact that ama politicians must distance themselves from the administration of those funds, because there is a tendency of them, they manipulate ama funds now for their political mileage, for political aggrandizement. Uthi umuntu afike ethi yena imali yakhe, therefore imali yona le kumele iphiwe ama youth that are affiliated either to him or the party yakhe. So ama politicians must distance themselves away from imali yona leyo i-administrate ngabantu aba-neutral, ngabantu abaku-development, ngabantu aba-understand the real issues that affect youth.
Ngiyakuzwa Vumani, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni. Msakazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, isikhathi 1:50 lapha kwelebelika 8:50 ngale Zimbabwe, sekusele 10 minutes phasara 10 minutes kuthishwe kumagume eChirongwa. Muchirongwa nasi tinavumani Ndlovu. He is a part of an organization yona elenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abatsha abaphile maphandleni vanhu vechiduku ava vanogara kumaruwa. Organization yavumani ndiyo inotoshanda nemi nguva taakutosvika kumaguma echirongwa asiboni kuti abantu vatsini vanhu vari kuti chii kumapeji edu ukasi letuele VOA ndevele kulo Ronald MP Dumisani. Ronald is very active. Ronald siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much, we really appreciate it. Uronald yena uthi most of the youth will fail to draw business plans. I'm saying this ngoba nje sixoxa ngakho manje mina bengibhali Facebook bengibhali Facebook page ka Strive nginanzelela ukuthi akukho abantu besindebeleni abaxoxisana lo Strive ngemali le kodwa ngibona abantu abase Nigeria, Malawi, Tanzania, Botswana, Zambia. Uphinde wathi these funds kuthiwe zisebenzisana le program ye Rural Entrepreneurship Centers eyizabe inikugesu ebantwini abaku radius ye 5 kilometers. I understand kuyinto enhle lokho. So it looks like uRonald yena he agrees with what Strive was doing and we amkhuthaza, he's saying go on bra Strive. Thank you so much bra Ronald. Let's go back to my guest and then as usual Zimbabwe Muhle, we end our program on with some good tunes. Kodwa uguest wethu first bra Vumani usakhona ecingweni? Right. It says figure my personal and go hello. One of the issues that Abantu seems to be talking about Ekasin Letu is they're saying Uguti, and Ronald has a very valid point, Lapa Uguti, yena ubona ngani abantu abesindebeleni are not engaging this program. How do you inspire or uyabakhuthaza kanjani abantu abesindebeleni ukuthi bona they realize ukuthi uhlelo lolu is actually tailor made for abantu abesindebeleni? One of the things uStrive Masiwa highlights is a development in Matabeleland.
Okay, kuqakathekile sibili ukuthi abantu bangadeli baphatheke kunhlelo lezi, but asibe ni realistic enough and say and accept the reality yokuthi the reason why abantu especially from Matabeleland njengani kabala interest kakhulu entweni lezi is because of the experience of the experiences that they have gone through. Ukuthi ngaze bebhale ama proposals bayatshela ukuthi ama proposals aba not bankable, are not fundable, so sebedelile abantu. Ngoba ngikhulumile ngendaba ye-youth fund asikhangeleni ukuthi bangaki abantu ababenefitayo. Uhulumende wayesake $10 million but bangaki ama-youth from Matabeleland that benefited from that money. So sebebone ngani yinto nje yokudlala, but angeke salahlithemba angeke salahlimbeleko ngokufelwa. What I can say is to urge them to write those proposals ukwenzela ukuthi nxa kukhononwa, nxa kuthengiswa ukuthi ekudisbeseni amafunds lawa kube lenketha letali, then abantu besebenzise an evidence based advocacy ukuthi we think write ama-proposals kodwa kasiphiwanga lutho. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sikuzwisise ukuthi kungani sehlela emuva abantu bemathebeleleyo. It is because of the experiences that they've gone through. Sebebhalile kakhulu bengatholi lutho. Now we hope ukuthi uStrive uli walk the talk. Naye sithi yena uzaqakathekisa kakhulu i-rural Matabeleland. We want to see that practicalized, isebenzeka esenza khonokho akuthembisileyo, hayikhona ukuthi kube on paper simply to please abantu bamathebeleland.
Alright, Vumani.
My emphasis is that let's start have an equitable distribution of those funds per province. Ama-youth eMatabeleland kawabhala ama-proposals kawaxhumane noStrive ekhasini lakhe langezincwadi lungise kuqalise ukuthi bebhale ama-proposals for ama-projects abakhangelele.
My last question to you before we have to let you go, njengoba sesifike emaphethelweni kohlelo, is there hope for abantu abasakhulayo who live emaphandleni eZimbabwe?
umnotho welizwe njengoba siwubona uMemanzonzo kangaka ungatshengisi ukuthi ilizwe lile capacity in the next few years to economically develop. Kungani i-hope iyayifiphala, but if ungaba the political will to develop and the collective action to develop i-economy yeZimbabwe, kuvula ama-industries, abantwana besebenze, i-hope ingaba khona. Ilizwe kalifanga kakhulu, have the natural resources to develop this country. Only what is needed is a political will and a good will towards economic development yelizwe. The future yabantwana yamayouth ikhangelisiswe kuhle, abantu bengabi selfish ukuthi begcwalise zabo izikhwama kuphela, bengakhangeli i-sustainability ye-economy to cater for the future generations yamayouth akhona kaphela.
Ayivumani, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo mnumzana. We really, really appreciate your input tonight on tonight's program.
Ngiyabonga lami kakhulu, thank you very much.
Well, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you just heard from umnumzana uVumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Siphinde sazwa njalo from umnumzana uJunior Sibanda, who is an expert on youth issues ngale kobulawayo okwamanje ushilo wathi useHarare. Hayi, Zimbabwe Omuhle, lina lithini ngontabo lusegudwini 20 maondronyu pamsoro penya yathi nayo umchirongwa nasi phindai umchirongwa ini ndini wenyu Mike Hobe.
Hey ta, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Danki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo, ingoma yaka DJ Skyver. Thank you so much, DJ Skyver, for letting us use ingoma yakho. Isikhathi 157 lapha eWashington DC. Ukho Zimbabwe, pasara 3 minutes muchirongwa chedu chebe chidiki. But as usual, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we end our program with some groovy tunes. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we give our platform to Kelvin. Kelvin, yena, he's the genius behind the songs such as Banjalo Abantu. That song was a hoot. Ngale kobulawayo Skupani, which featured South African sensation, South African superstar uCasper Nyovest and more. Kelvin is looking to headline his show Mhlaka 2 March. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, if you're looking to check out his tickets, follow him on social media at @IamKelvin. Make sure you tune out. But singakahambi kude, before we go far, ingoma eka Kelvin uthi Banjalo Abantu. Producer Azish. Nangu Kelvin uthi Banjalo Abantu. Hi, Mthoko Omuhle, isikhathi 2 Zipapo Muhle, make sure you check out Ukelvin. Njalo, lingalandela ku Twitter. Those that follow me on Twitter, make sure you follow me because I have a little special something for you. Abantu abayi 15 might be lucky enough to go to his concert. Just follow me on Twitter at BigMike3, BigMyke3, and we'll figure it out. Zipapo Muhle, tashuka kuma gume chirongwa. Thank you so much nokupinda mchirongwa. But before sipeta uhlelo, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu. Our last comment, of course, goes to Umnumzana U Alice Masikito, uthi we need transparency. Lapo, he's talking about the corruption. Uzetu Upile, wathi we can't fund the youth under the corruption we have. Build industries that are community-based and employ youth as shareholders for of those industries. Zipapo Muhle, hi, thank you so much for ngena uhlelo. Good night.